We've got Wendy Feldman on. If that name doesn't ring a bell, it should, because she is one of the country's top prison coaches. She coaches people who go into prison. She does that because she's been to prison herself, but she's reformed herself and become an amazing person. And she's a criminal justice consultant. She also advises criminals on how to behave. So, like, when you notice Casey Anthony, who went from a complete piece of trailer trash getting a tattoo after she allegedly killed her daughter to then becoming, you know, this sweet little Pris sorority girl during trial. All of that happens with the coaching of somebody with less scruples than a Wendy Feldman. Wendy, welcome to the program. Really appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. And Wendy, once again, we can find you in case anybody's heading to minimum security prison. They can go to custodialcoaching.com. Is that right, Wendy?
That's it.
That's a very cool website. All right. I want to jump in. There's a lot that we're going to cover in the next 10 minutes. Everything from this Orange County mom who threw a baby off a parking structure to the Casey Anthony lawyer writing a book who's making millions off this book, to crime after Hurricane Irene. And we're going to make it into Conrad Murray. And also we're going to get into insanity defenses. Jared Loughner, the kid behind the shooting of Gabby Giffords. So, Wendy, we're going to cover a lot of ground. Do you have your track shoes on? You ready?
I'm ready. Go.
Excellent. Okay. So let's start with the Orange County mom who gave birth. And then she goes up with the baby to the fourth floor parking structure and drops the baby, murders the baby. Tell me, there's something involving parking validation and then her not being fit for the trial. Walk us through what happened there.
Well, she did two things that are egregious. First of all, she had a seven-month-old son who was going to the hospital for treatment. This kid had to wear a helmet for specific reasons. She takes off his helmet and then drops him off the balcony.
Oh, I thought it was a newborn. It's not. It was a seven-month-old. Okay, don't worry. I'll just fire a producer. Keep going.
And then after that, she goes and gets her parking ticket validated. Instead of going to say, oh, my God, what happened to my son, she gets her ticket
validated. Well, Wendy, stop for a second, though. I've been to hospitals. Have you ever seen the parking rates? You can't call her insane for wanting to get the parking validated.
This is true.
But you're saying that she might be insane for killing her kid and then getting the parking validated because it just shows a lack of dissociation, maybe.
Right. But I'm not saying she's insane. Her own lawyers are saying that she was depressed at the time.
So I'm just trying to figure out. So she drops her seven-month-old baby off a fourth-floor parking garage, which we all agree is terrible. I don't need to be on the radio to tell people that. We get that. But then she gets the parking validated right after that, like just immediately. It's like, okay, I'm going to drop the kid from a structure and then get my parking validated?
Right.
Okay, right. That's not normal behavior. So you're saying that the insanity defense is going to hold or not hold? Walk us through that.
I don't think it holds because you have premeditation. She took the helmet. For whatever reason, the child had to wear a helmet. She took it off him, then drops him off the balcony. And if that's not bad enough, after she drops him off and he dies, she goes and gets her parking ticket validated and waltzes out and goes home.
Wow. That is not good. And by the way, had she just been to the hospital with their seven-month-old son? I mean, is it possible she found out that he's going to die in a month and that's thought she was trying to do a nice thing? Or is it Andy Dean just jumping to conclusions?
I think you're jumping to conclusions because even if she just found that out, there was something wrong with him medically. But even if she just found that out, that's not the way a normal person would handle it.
Right. I would never condone throwing people off parking structures. That is definitely not good. Now, let's talk about insanity defense in general, because I want to bring in another psychotic individual into this conversation. Probably one of the worst people on the planet. Jared Loughner, the one who shot Gabby Giffords and the little girl, the congressman from Arizona, who obviously he's mentally ill, his entire family's mentally ill. They're going to forcibly medicate him. What's the deal? How does it work with forcing people to take medication and then making them stand for trial? Can you walk us through how all of that works?
Well, in his case versus this other woman, he's in federal custody. And so, therefore, it becomes a different civil rights issue. And this has been back and forth to court, whether or not the Bureau of Prisons has the right to forcibly medicate him. Most people, that they don't go through that procedure and protocol. But if this fellow is a danger to himself as well as the staff, he's not in general population, so he's not a danger to the other inmates.
He also hasn't been eating, accordingly, apparently, to this report for a few days. And that's why the judge said it was appropriate for him to be forcibly medicated. But keep going. You're on a roll there.
So, therefore, you have a couple of issues that work.